Om Shanti. So good evening and thank you for joining us this evening. So if may I request you all to come in front please. Adarniya Didi Ji hamare saath baithe hain. So I'd like to welcome Prabha Didi Ji. So can we hear it for Prabha Didi Ji? Yes. Thank you. So Prabha Didi Ji is taking care of the services of the Gyan Sarovar. She is the additional director of Gyan Sarovar. And she's been following through all your sessions and seeing very closely, watching very closely whatever is happening. So she would love to hear your experiences. So can I invite you to share your experiences? Anybody would come up and like to share your experiences? Didi would love to hear that. Please come. Please introduce yourself, your name, where you're from. You can leave your shoes here. Acha, that's it. If anybody else wants to share, please come and sit in the sofa there so that it will be save some time. Yeah, please come, please come. You can take the mic there.
Om Shanti. I'm Deepak Chaudhary. I'm from Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The experience is really heavenly. Normally, we use a proverb, agar swarg kahin pe hai, to yahi hai, yahi hai, yahi hai. And that's the feeling I got during this retreat. And earlier, I came before. And that was amazing experience that time. That's why I felt I should come with my family, my friends. This time I came with my family, my friends. And every time I, no, probably this is my second time, not every time. This is my second time. And whatever the learnings, whatever the things I have heard over here, it is quite logical. The mic, you know, earlier it was very confusion was there in the mind. What is God, what we should do, what is the objective being on this earth. I was, you know, roaming here and there to get the answer to this. But finally, my questions are being answered here. And the objective being in this earth, I got to know why I am here and what should I do. It is not the, you know, the normal life what we are leading. That is like just I'm using that vehicle to pass from here to there. But the objective is going there and doing something else. So everybody has their different perspective being on this earth. So I teach the same thing to my kids after being here to Brahma Kumari. I have two daughters and one son. So I tell them the same thing. So this is a very beautiful God's creation. And our objective being on this earth is with our act, how can I beautify more to this world. So that's the objective. So whatever way you could do, it is up to you. So with your studies, with your work, with your act, with your behavior, with your thought, you know, this is a different thing which you have learned over here, that without saying anything, you just have to create that positive thought and then somebody will get that positive vibration. That was amazing. Without saying anything, you could do to anybody. That was really amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Can we request the participants to limit your experience for 2 minutes so that everybody gets a chance?
Hello. Yeah, hi. My name is Sudipta and I'm coming from Mumbai and I work with TCS. So my experience here is like, you know, when I came, I was telling in my video testimonial that, you know, maybe perhaps I am the only guy who did not know anything about meditation. So it was easier for me because I came here like a clean slate. So I absorbed everything, right? Whatever was told without anything in my head. So it was wonderful. It was surreal. It was magnetic. It was energetic and whatnot. Because for me, this 4 days was like, you know, we all have a temple at home, right? And we all stand in front of God. God, give me this, give me that, right? We never had a structure, a framework to go and, you know, ask, like, how to connect with that God, right? So here I learned about that. So for me, it was more of, I was ignorant. From ignorance, I became knowledgeable, and from knowledgeable, I want to get that bliss. So, you know, it's a method. What I understood from Balabhai also is it's just the starting, because when we go from here, it's my starting, and how do I kind of, you know, take this learning and move forward. So it was fantastic. And last point which I want to make is, we all are, at least I am from engineering background, a management graduate, so you all know about mechanical engineering, civil engineering, computer science engineering, but we never thought there is one engineering which is so big, which is soul engineering. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Om Shanti. I'm Abhay. I also come from Mumbai. I work with TCS. So why I came here is that I've been following Shivani Didi's YouTube videos for last 1 year. And it has, like, just one moment where, you know, I was feeling a lot of work stress last year. I've been new to IT. So then I started that, and it really started helping me. And then then I came here. And then I would like to talk about three things which I think the, you know, biggest learning for this, after this retreat for me. So first thing is that, you know, the importance of the inner world. So we've been, you know, right from the childhood, we've been trying to, you know, come first in our school, then, you know, engineering, manage, MBA, top B schools, but that is all outer world. And then corporate world, obviously, you know, the rat race, we are all running and trying to win. But inner world, and that, you know, the importance of the inner world, and how to stabilize the inner world to manage your outer world, which is going to be more and more, full of uncertainties. So that is, you know, first learning which I had with this retreat. Second is from the meditation perspective. So meditation, I've tried, I think, 5-6 times over last 10 years and failed. And I never, like, understood what is meditation. So that is something, thank you so much, to make, you know, that meditation easy for us. So that is the second thing. And the third thing is, from a spiritual connect perspective. So what I feel is, now from tomorrow when we go back, it's a new life for me. So, like, we got a spiritual father here. So that is something, you know, a new life, and as like the spiritual journey, I think, is the beginning. And that is something which I want to say. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Kabir Zariwala. I'm a business development head and passionate podcaster with an Instagram channel called Kabir Wani. My company name is Web Colors Digital, B2B into Web IT solutions for e-commerce businesses. I have been into a soul quest for a spiritual journey to find a way of life, of how to live, how to be. I've been following Sister Shivani since 2008, but I think this was the time when I had to come here almost so many years later, and I'm truly grateful. Not only for being here, but having the hospitality that all the sisters, the knowledge that they have shared. Wala sir, for giving such an amazing digital wellness program. And so much things that I've learned. One thing that I'm definitely going to do for sure is that I'll be here next year as one of the Sevadharis, inshallah. And I do come from a Muslim and Islam family. So for me, being here is one of the most prestigious thing to be around. So thank you so much. And Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Surya. I'm coming from Hyderabad. I work for a company called Presidio as a delivery director. The reason for me to enroll for this program was, I got a very good recommendation from the previous batch that attended from my organization. And secondly, the topic itself, self-empowerment, is pretty close to me. And I always look at ways to improve myself. But having come here, it has nothing been short of a revelation. The experience has been so immersive, I would say, right? So the concept that empowering the self leading to empowering the world itself is a completely new concept, right? And this intrigue kept on building, right, as we progressed through the sessions. Each session built on this topic, and we understood, right, how spirituality is embedded into this concept, and then all the different concepts of the divine supreme, the soul, good karma, bad karma, right? So all this is I'm still soaking in. There's a lot to absorb and there's a lot to reflect. And for me, I think apart from this one, right, the way this has been planned and executed seamlessly, right from the day we arrived to conducting everything, it has been nothing short of amazing, right? And the fact that I'm eager to take these learnings back to home and start applying is a proof that definitely this has worked for me. So that's my experience. Thank you.
Yeah, Om Shanti everyone. Yeah, so my name is Meet Bhalodi. I am software engineer from Rajkot. So first I want to say that it's a privilege to be here, and it was kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for me. And second thing is the experience, that vibrations that are created by the brothers and sisters here are exceptional. Like it's a privilege to be here in the vibration itself. I was following the Shivani sister's video from 2018, but as she said that it's not about the videos, it's about being here. So it was a truly enlightening and awakening experience for me. And also I want to share one experience when I was back in school around in standard 4, when sister used to come at our school at every Raksha Bandhan, and we used to remember them, like we were waiting every Raksha Bandhan before Raksha Bandhan, like when they are coming. So I have been following Brahma Kumaris for a while. Yeah.
Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. So this is Satish Kumar. I'm from Chennai. So to be candid about how I felt, so the day when we received an email, I was like, okay, let's go out and register. And then after certain mails, that is, we were receiving registration emails, then we received a number, everything was done, and the agenda came. That's when I saw the agenda starts from 4:30. That was a bomb on my head. Like, who will wake up by 4:30? Come on. I've been to multiple physical trainings, so I've concentrated on physical training and gym, everything. But this, that is, when the 4 o'clock session, I was talking to one of my uncles who follows BK. Right, he told me, just go attend one session. You will see, you just call me and tell me how it is going to be. Then I entered with a red light, so I entered this floor. So from that point, it was really a revelation for me. So I literally felt the difference, and I would love to continue this. So because till date, I've never been to such a session. So this was really good, and I'm going to continue even after going back home. And thank you for the opportunity. So this was amazingly organized, because managing such a big crowd with I haven't seen a single flaw yet. So that was amazing. So thank you so much for the opportunities. I thank Presidio. I thank Bala also. So thank you very much, everyone.
Om Shanti. I am Professor Nitin Dhoot. I am from Pune. I have come with my wife, Rupali. First time I have seen this place. I have come first time. But really to say, the life in Pune is totally different, and life here is totally different. I suppose these are two different worlds. If we treat some world is there, this is another world. See, I will share. I am actually a professor. About 9,000 students I have taught till now. I am a gold medalist from Government College, Pune. But I have not seen this selflessness, which selfful people I have seen many, but selfless here only. Now 4 or 5 days I am here, and my wife, I have seen no one is asking anything. You normally behave, whatever you like, you do, and you are in touch with that super soul. And I came to know that we are soul,
and we are in touch with that person here itself in this world. Now, actually, I had a heart attack twice. Angioplasty has been done. Recently, 4 months ago, I started going to program at Bhakti Ben and Gyani Bhai. And immediately after 1 month, I had a gallbladder problem. And the gallbladder has been removed. So I cannot speak much. Hardly I will speak. And then there was a question in my mind, whether I will be able to survive. Now, alone son, I lost. My wife and I both are in Pune. No one is there. So I asked Bhakti Ben, I asked Gyani Bhai, who are here last 30, 40 years. They told you simply come, go to Gyan Sarovar. And I that time I was in Alandi. The program was going, spiritual program. I booked the tickets. And then I came to know that I won't be able to come. So it is Baba's great mercy. Some energy is doing that work. That's, they managed and I could come along with my wife here. Okay, and here I got some answers which I cannot share with you, because those were the questions for last many years in my mind. And those answer when I was sleeping in the night time, okay, that time I got some dreams, and the morning I saw the same thing. How it can be? See, I'm a master person. I believe in science. I require a proof. Yeah, I give the proof and I write the thesis. But here I cannot say anything. So I will simply tell you that we should come here. Yearly once. This is another world. I hope you all agree upon. I have taught 9,000 and more students, but I have not seen selflessness in any of the students in Pune, in government college. And here I am seeing everyone is selflessly doing all the things. No one asked me, why you are taking so much food? Why you are not taking this? No one asked me. At home also my wife asked me. No one asked me anything. I am very much thankful to all didis, all bhais. See, I am not in regular in touch with this, but when Shivani Didi told me, actually Shivani Didi is from the same college from where I pass out. And where I am and where she is. But she told, she blinked her eyes and she told everything will be alright. When we discuss about our sons, demise. So she told everything will be alright. Only 3 months you go for Murli. You will take your wife for Murli. So that I have agreed upon. So I will take my wife to Murli coming 3 months. And she has also assured in one of the program here that another retreat program she will be the advanced course. Not same, advanced. And I asked Baba, I pray to Baba that please, once again I want to come here. So you also pray for me. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Shweta. Just a human being on this earth. So, ज़्यादा कुछ परिचय तो मुझे भी नहीं देना आता नहीं है. तो पहला था कि मतलब जैसे everyone shared the experience कि the vibe of this place, the environment, the service beyond words. But एक experience I would like to share. जब आज बाला भाई के session में he asked us to imagine जो भी आपके इष्ट देवता है और whom you connect and get that imagine that you are getting the message that no, I love you as because you are. So that was in 4 seconds, I got tears on my eyes and that was unbelievable for me. Because before that moment we are into digital wellness and I am taking notes, very logical on the logical brain. And suddenly in 4 seconds, I was like with tears, and I really want to leave the hall and go, come out of that zone. And that was very surprising for me, and that's from this retreat. And another thing that I would like to take this opportunity that by 2012, almost I think 10 years back, my mother was having a very emotional breakdown. I mean, she was having a phase, and you know, you don't feel, it's very difficult if you see your loved one struggling and you cannot help. You will feel like how we can help them. And suddenly she came across the video from Sister Shivani, that Awakening with Brahma Kumar in the TV, and that changed her life. She started going to class, Murli. She got also like other BK sister. And now, whenever I see her smile, I say like, thank you, Baba, wherever you are, in Mount Abu or in any center or in any smile of the sister. And if I see my mother smiling, and this is the time that I would really tell that, like, really thank you, Baba, thank you, Brahma Kumari Center, and thank you, everyone, for that to return me back. Thank you.
Om Shanti, everyone. My name is Bhagyashree Kucheria. I'm from Pune. The experience here was life-changing for me. The love, that the warmth I felt just after entering, the nature, the flowers, everything, everybody was smiling, so smiling with pure heart. It may be the didis, those were serving us, or any brother, everyone was with so much love for us. Even we are visitors, but I felt, yes, it is home. Before they say you are returned to your home, I felt that this is somewhere we belong. And the everything was really, really good, really beautiful for me. And the meditation experience, I want to share that I never imagined that closing your eyes all alone. So I used to feel scared or fear that I don't want to be alone. It is scary. But when I close my eyes now, I want to feel that beautiful experience. It is empowering me. It the power, the peace I could feel in these sessions. So it was really beautiful for me. And another thing I would like to share is the process. Like, if anything is starting, like we had 3 or 4 sessions, but they were starting with sitting silent, the lights turning red, and we are with some music or with some commentary, we are feeling calm, and then we are starting and ending like this. So maybe this procedure I would take with me, that whenever anything, any big decision or any small big, any incident, I would just close my eyes, I would be stable, and this procedure I would follow in my life. So that's it. Thank you so much. It was really beautiful experience for me. And I would like to connect. I would like to be on this path in my life. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. My name is Dinesh, and I'm from Delhi. I got retired myself from 7 different businesses during COVID. And I decided to live my life. I'm a traveler. I travel a lot. I enjoy my life. At the same time, I came across that Brahma Kumaris have got the master's program. So I enrolled for that last year. I'm studying that. However, the purpose of coming to this retreat, I had various questions. I thought I'll get the answers. I got most of the answers. Personally, after every session, I sat with the didis and got the answers. But I'm going to share you the outcome of this retreat for me. I got open heart surgery in 2009. And since then, my mobile phone, I switch off at 9 o'clock in the night and switch on in the morning at 9. I'm specially holding this phone now to tell you the outcome for me of this retreat. I'm going to read a message which I sent yesterday night to my wife and two of my sons. The message is, I am sorry to make you upset and annoyed on many occasions in your life. Please forgive me. My love for you will remain unconditional forever. Have a wonderful day, a better year, and a very happiest and healthiest life. I am sure you will make your life as wealthy as you need. I am also enjoying every single moment during this spiritual retreat. See you soon. Now the important is not this message. Important is the response. The first response from my younger son, who is 25 years old, a smiley, laughing smiley. The second response from my elder son, who is 28, kya ho gaya subha subha? My reply, sab acha ho raha hai. Then his reply, weird message, but okay. Now my wife's reply. First message from her, same here, whatever I wrote. The second one, respect and good behavior is giving me more happiness than wealth. So this was the outcome. Now when I came for this retreat, there are so many good things, but with the limited time, let me share. यहाँ आपने मधुमक्खी का छत्ता देखा होगा. बचपन में मुझे एक बार काट लिया था, तो आई वॉज वेरी स्केयरिंग गोइंग दिस वे. एंड दे आर वेरी हेल्दी, दीज हनी बीज आर वेरी हेल्दी. लेकिन कितनी बार भी मैं वहां से गुजरा, कुछ भी नहीं कहा. और एक इंसाइट आया कि ऐसा क्यों हुआ कि मधुमक्खी का तो नेचर है वो काटती है. प्रोबेबली क्योंकि हम नेचर में कुछ भी नहीं कहते किसी से, तो रेस्पॉन्ड वैसा नहीं आता जैसा कि हमें सिखाया गया, ब्लैक बॉल एंड व्हाइट बॉल. तो उसी तरह से मेरे ख्याल से ये एक्सपीरियंस मैंने लिया. दूसरा, सोल के बारे में जो मेरे कन्फ्यूजन्स थे वो दूर हुए और रियली पता चला कि सोल क्या है. तीसरी इंपॉर्टेंट चीज कि मेडिटेशन कैसे करना चाहिए और उसमें हमारे भाव क्या होने चाहिए, वो मैंने पहली बार यहां से सीखा और यही मेरी सबसे बड़ी इंटेंशन थी यहां आने की. एक और चीज जो यहां सीखने को मिली कि हम दूसरों को माफ कर दें, ये मुझसे कभी नहीं हो सकता था. जैसा सेशंस में बार बार कहा गया, किसी ने हमसे गलत किया तो मैं उसे माफ क्यों कर दूं, उसको तो लेसन मिलना चाहिए, नहीं तो वो दुनिया में सब लोगों के साथ गलत करेगा. लेकिन जो लर्निंग समय मिली कि माफ किस लिए करना चाहिए, वो रीजन था कि मैंने अभी एक लिस्ट तैयार की है और वो लिस्ट शायद बहुत लंबी होगी और वो एक्सरसाइज मुझे जारी रखनी पड़ेगी. थैंक यू सो मच.
Om Shanti. My name is Anand Sethi. So I am from Pune. I work as a cyber security director in one of the organization financial services in Pune. Talking about the experience here, I have been trying to try the meditation and do the Brahma Muhurat meditation from so many years. But after coming here, fully tired of the journey, every day I woke up at 3:30 and do the meditation. I don't know. The energy is so wonderful. I would like to share the experience of today. Today I'm a bit late. Then I decided to do the meditation in the small room on the ground floor. And the experience was so wonderful. I was there for the entire 1 hour in a complete meditative state, which I never experienced before. So that is the one. A good thing that I want to talk about. Another good thing is that the mission that BK has, just to uplift the energies, to transform one personal life and pass on to the everyone else for a collective upliftment of the energy for the entire universe. that really connect with me. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I am Manoj Khandelwal from Pune. I have my own firm by the name Softools Computers. I am a computer engineer by profession, and we provide IT services and IT training. I had seen Sister Shivani on Facebook, and I was very much impressed, and I used to follow charging the water, and her tips were very practical, and really I was very, very impressed, and we were lucky, the Punets were lucky that she came to Pune recently and she gave a lecture, so I attended that and I got a chance to speak to her, just some contact with her, and she said you should continue your journey. Then I continued from there, and then I joined the Amenora Center at Pune, and I was pleasantly surprised that all sisters, brothers, they were so helpful, they were giving their gyan, and most of my questions were answered. And especially, see, I've been doing meditation for quite some time, but when I came here, when I learned Raj Yoga meditation, I found it very, very useful and very, very practical. And as Sister Shivani says, that meditation is no longer an option today. It's a must. I totally believe in that. It has become a must today. And the way she explained about the black ball and white ball, it was very impressive. And I think this is how we should deal with our situations. And other speakers like Suraj Bhai, he said that we are son of God. It is a very powerful thought that if your father is Shiv Baba, the Paramatma, so why you should be afraid of anything? So it's a very wonderful and very powerful thought, I think. And Bala Bhai was really amazing. Especially today he gave the task of multitasking. It was really fantastic, and I really believe that we should not do multitasking. It is a waste of time. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. And other things, that you are unique and you are master of yourself. So all those tips will definitely help us for the office work, office environment. Thank you so much. So thank you very much.
Hello everyone. Om Shanti. My name is Nivrutti and I came from Pune. I work for Barclays as Assistant Vice President Testing. About my experience, this was the second retreat that I attended actually. So as always, heavenly experience. I wanted to share one thing. When I attended the last retreat and went back to office, right, people were felt with that aura. I mean, people were coming to me. क्या हुआ आज बहुत शांत लग रहे हो तेरे तेरे ऐसे पीछे कुछ दिख रहा है ऐसे और वगैरह सो आई टोल्ड देम दैट आई हैव जस्ट बीन टू हेवन इट इज अ लवली फीलिंग एंड कुछ इंसिडेंट्स हुए थे लाइफ में मेरे जिसकी वजह से आई वाज जस्ट ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ गेटिंग इन टू द डिप्रेशन सो आई थैंक टू माई वाइफ फॉर कनेक्टिंग मी टू शिव बाबा एंड जस्ट बिफोर फ्यू मंथ्स बिफोर द रिट्रीट आई लॉस्ट माई फादर And losing a father, everybody can understand. And retreat ke baad, and is retreat ke baad, even that bond with Shiv Baba got even stronger. Mujhe aise feel hota hai. Personally, if I tell you, mujhe feel hota hai aise, jab main puchta hun Shiv Baba se, because I got to know who is Shiv Baba in last retreat, and even more deeply in this retreat. Main puchta hun kuch bhi, Baba, main ye kar sakunga? To I feel that soothing voice of Shiv Baba, bache, himmat ka ek kadam aapka aur padam guna madad baap ki. Safalta to nishchit hai mere bache. So I felt like my father is speaking to me. I mean, sitting next to me and always with me, right? So that's what I have got my answers actually, which I was needed, and living the happy life, facing the life even with more courage and connected. I've learned a lot even in this retreat also. I'm thankful to all the speakers and Shiv Baba for all the amazing experience and wonderful experience. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Vinod and I'm working for Presidio. I work along with Surya and Satish. About my registration, It was a call from my manager late in the evening. There is a program retreat. Will you be interested to do it? Without any hesitation, I said yes. I didn't know what it is all about. That's why we started up. And then as the day approaches near, first week of April, as Surya mentioned, some of our earlier employees attended this program last year. And they were talking to me about this. You go, you feel a lot about this. You will learn a lot about this. I came with a very open mind. I have a lot of open questions, especially how do I connect myself between Advaita and Dvaita? And how a soul can be the connect between the two, because I always look for logical reasonings in many ways to take better decisions. It's not only whatever people have said earlier, how do I feel and then how do I go about it? And this is one of the questions I have been kept on asking from my childhood days. And in this 3 days, I got many answers, and one answer is between the connection between Advaita and Dvaita. And a special thanks to Bala, because 3 months back there was an Intel program, maybe in the afternoon session you all might have heard about what I have done or what I was doing in the past. That speech that he gave me about digital wellness has turned my life into a different person. In the last 2.5 months, which I forgot to tell you in the last session, I'm feeling so blessed. And this is a very blissful place and blissful program and knowledgeable. And I'm keeping myself in a very peaceful state of mind. And once again, thank for all the speakers, Didis and brothers for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Kamal and I'm from Delhi. I work at Microsoft. So my experience here, I think others have said very well, it was heavenly, it was amazing. I don't want to repeat all that to save time. I'll just mention 2 things which like stands out for me. Number one is that I think the way Bala sir and Shivani sister had also mentioned that it is not about the high that we get when we rise up at Mount Abu. It's that it has to continue. And I have personally make a note of the 5 things that I'll definitely do starting from day one. And I have promised myself that I will do that. So I hope each of you all have done that because the purpose of the retreat is to get you charged so that the charge continues, and I personally feel quite confident that will happen for me. So that's one big takeaway that I want to talk about. The second, my particular situation I think has been a little unique compared to everyone, because I had come with my family, and because of unavoidable situation I had to bring my young daughter, and I couldn't that much focus on the day one. But then I really on this stage want to thank the volunteers and specifically Lavneet sister and few others who sort of took care of my daughter so that both of us could participate and overall enjoy the meditation, the trek and everything while she was being taken care. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for everything, but then special thank you for that. Thank
you. Om Shanti. So I'm Banani, I'm from Odisha, Bhubaneswar. Yeah, all my brothers and sisters over here, they have shared their experience, so there's nothing for me to say more. But only thing what I felt I should share with you all, this place, everyone is talking about, this is really kind of some magic is there, which I felt. I was having kind of, since being into IT, I was all of a sudden from last 1 month, I was getting the frozen shoulder symptoms. So I used to my left hand, I'm not able to lift much and all. And when the day, even I arrived, I was continuously taking physiotherapy sessions and all. But the day I arrived also, I was into immense pain. The first day itself, when I started, I was having very much pain. But the second day, it's almost gone 80 to 90%. I don't know what happened. I did not do anything over here, but 80 to 90% gone, and today is the last day, and I'm feeling I'll no more be taking that physiotherapy session. So that, I don't know what is this magic. So this is certainly like, it is beyond my belief that really is this happening to me. So that is the thing I want to share. And I just have one question. Maybe that has not explained much. This organization was known as Om Mandali. But what we know, like Om Shanti, that is what? Like my Om is my soul and it is Shanti. It is a peaceful soul. So just wanted to know that Om Mandali, what they used to say it earlier, whether they were chanting Om or it was, not sure, but now here we are not chanting Om. So the Om word itself has a lot of power in it. But I wanted to have the answer for that. Like I want to.
कि ध्वनि तो वैसे तो करते हैं मैं आत्मा शांत स्वरूप हूँ उस स्थिति में स्थित होते हैं पहले तो ओम ध्वनि बोलते थे अभी मुख से नहीं बोलते हैं लेकिन अंदर में तो हम सभी उस स्थिति में स्थित होते
हैं ओके
थैंक यू दिस इज माय सेकंड विजिट हियर last year I had actually registered. Unfortunately, I met with an accident, so I couldn't come. I was really upset, but I somewhere knew that, you know, I will get a chance to come back here again, and I'm here. And all the brothers and sisters so far who have come here, I think I felt all the things that they have shared so far. But there are two things which I learned, which I have been, you know, told, or we were being told from our childhood that there were four yugas, Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, Kaliyug. And there will be, yes, as Sister Shivani mentioned, there will be Gaur Kaliyug. And we were told that, you know, how we should lead our life since our childhood. But we never knew that we have a power to transform this Gaur Kaliyug into a Satyug through the things that have been explained to us here. And we have that power in ourselves. We don't really need to go and seek someone's help. We can radiate that energy to all the people across the globe so that we can do our best to, you know, make that change. And that was really an enlightenment, and I would really want to make that happen. And I really wish that all of us will continue to do, and more people will do, so that it will multiply and it will go to an infinity. And we really see that maybe not we, or maybe the coming generations will see that definite change in everyone's lives. So that is one really good thing. And second, a very important thing, we were always thought of, or we were always been told that look at other people who have done great things, you should aspire to become them. But we never knew that after, I at least never knew that after, until I visited here, that the people who are here, the selfless people who are doing all their sevas, not just one person, everyone working here, right from the gate, everyone here, the people who have taken the sessions, the people who have been in at the backstage, if you look at them, all have been doing a great job, not great job, wonderful job, and they are radiating so much positivity, which has brought us together here, and we were able to radiate that. I think not just the achievements where we see in paper or news, but this is not any less than what we have been hearing that. I really want to congratulate, and we really want to learn from this, and definitely we want to do the best that we can. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti, everyone. Om Shanti, Dadi. Over here. Okay. My name is Juhi Advani. I used to work with an AIML consulting firm called Quantify in Bangalore. And then I quit that job. Currently, I'm on a personal sabbatical, upskilling myself towards software development. This is my second time to Gyan Sarovar. The first time was in 2019. And back then, I had come with an intent to, you know, take some break from my academics. The final year project was just about to come. So I just wanted to relax and chill for a while. My mom has been regular to the center, so it's through her that I got introduced to Brahma Kumaris, and I did that 7-day course. I was mentored by one of the sisters in the centers. And it served my purpose. After I came here in 2019, I enjoyed the experience. And as Deepak Bhai also mentioned, after I went back home, every time, I used to speak about Brahma Kumaris, the experience at Mount Abu, I used to say that it's a heavenly experience. मतलब वो heaven के द्वार खुल गए जैसे ही आप यहाँ पे अंदर आते हो campus में. So ऐसा experience मैं share करती थी, but this time I consciously came with the intent to, live, learn and lead with something that I can take from this place. So the first day during Balabhai's session, he mentioned that everything that you learn here, just follow it. Don't apply any biasness or any preconceived notions to whatever you are learning here. So that added to the intent of my conviction that I wanted to learn something from here and live with it, right? So the first day, I had to make an effort to wake up at 4:15, had set my alarm, then there were sessions lined up, I attended all of those. Second day onwards, it was subconsciously that I have to wake up, that I have to attend the sessions. So it was an automatic drift that this is something that I want to do more and more and more. I want to attend the sessions, I want to wake up at 4:15 and all of those. And the experience that I cherish here is that the Brahma Baba has, told us that we do not have to seek happiness. We are happy souls. We are blissful souls. So the seven virtues is something that I am going to strongly, strongly take with me. And I'm not going to seek it from any situation or anywhere. It is who I am and I'm going to exhibit that. And definitely not going to be dealing with situations around in the world, but going to be experiencing them through the wisdom that I take from here and continue, after I go back to Bombay and join back the center, attend the Murlis. So thank you to each one of you as well for, also creating those vibrations through which we could all learn and actually imbibe everything that was, fed to the soul and to the body. Through various aspects like digital wellness and meditation and all of those. So it was a lovely experience and it was nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So that will be the last experience. And we hear your voice. It's not like those who have not shared, we don't hear that. It's all reflected in the people who have been sharing. So thank you so much. And brother here will share.
Om Shanti. Mera naam Nehal Gandhi hai. Main Mumbai se hoon. Protean e-governance karke company hai. Usme main abhi join hone wala hoon. I am in between the notice period. So I thought, what better than meditation can help me clear all my past and then start afresh on a new canvas. So that's how I came here. इनिशिएशन स्टार्टेड लॉन्ग टाइम बैक. जैसे बाकी सब ने भी कहा, शिवानी दीदी के वीडियो देख के बहुत सारी बार बीके के प्रोग्राम जहां जहां हुए आई यूज टू अटेंड. एंड देन बिग थिंग हैपन ड्यूरिंग कोरोना. बाला सर प्रोबेबली मे नॉट रिमेम्बर, आई वॉज पार्ट ऑफ द 7 डे प्रोग्राम विच यू रैन ऑनलाइन. आई वॉज पार्ट ऑफ दैट एंड आई कम्प्लीटेड द ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम एंड दैट्स वेयर माई होल फंडामेंटल्स गॉट क्लियर. एंड फ्रॉम देन ऑन यस कंटिन्यूसली आई हैव बीन एंगेजिंग. बाकी सारों ने बहुत सारा कहा है. आई ऑल्सो हैड रियली गुड एक्सपीरियंसेस. आई ओनली वॉन्टेड टू शेयर वन और टू डिफरेंसेज विच आई फील द वे आई कनेक्ट हियर. बाबा से जैसे ही मेडिटेशन में बैठते हैं, ऑब्वियसली इट इज आई फाउंड दिस इज द इजिएस्ट वे वेयर आई कैन टॉक लाइक वन टू वन. कम्युनिकेशन हैपन्स लाइक आई एम आस्किंग एंड आंसर इज अवेलेबल. सो ये एनवायरमेंट में ही आई ऑलवेज हैव ए हैबिट, मैं जहां पे भी जाता हूं आई ऑलवेज एंजॉय नेचर. सो जैसे मुरली के क्लास खत्म होते थे आई ऑलवेज गो फॉर अ वॉक एंड आई सेड यस ये भी पूरा मुझे एक्सप्लोर करना है. एंड आई गो फॉर अ वॉक एंड पूरा कैंपस का राउंड में जॉग करके लगाता था एंड 15 मिनट्स आई डू योगा. सो आई सेड दादी जानकी पार्क में जाके करूंगा. एंड जैसे ही वहां पे बैठते हैं, वी ऑल नो साइलेंस जहां पे होता है वहां पे भगवान कहीं ना कहीं आ ही जाते. सो आई वॉन्टेड यू वुड हैव हर्ड सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल बर्ड्स चर्पिंग, राइट? जो अगर हम मुंबई पुणे दिल्ली में रहते हैं, इट इज वेरी वेरी रेयर. so many birds were chirping and I said, Bhagwan to yahi hai, mujhe kisi na kisi ko pass bulana hai mere. And I absolutely became silent and I was on that bench. And one bird literally first came on that plant, then again she came little near and literally she was on the bench. I said, wow, this is the true experience of God. And I said, yes, God hai, to in sari choti choti cheezo mein hi hai. And if you have observed Dadi Janaki Park, probably more than 300, 400 types of different flowers are there, which is nowhere else. I have been very close to those flowers. I have taken photo. I have tried and touched it. Many places I saw those honeybees literally going and taking out that nectar from inside. Isn't it very rare? Do you get to see this everywhere? This is where you see, wow, how beautiful the God is. Bhagwan hai, to inhi sari cheezo mein hai. And another beautiful experience I had is my room partner, he just went out, I think. Amazing person he is. He is from Udupi. And another thing, he is also a bird lover like me. So Baba connects like-minded people, I feel. So when we came out from after lunch, he said, let us talk to these trees. And the biggest tree that we have near the reception, we literally hug that tree. He said, this is the tree where maximum birds are chirping. And that is the tree which emits lot of positivity and it absorbs your negativity. I literally felt something is going from my body to inside that tree. We literally hugged that tree. Literally for 1 minute we hugged that tree. So these are experiences which you will never even thought in your day-to-day life because we are busy thinking something about our earning money and our life and all those things, which where I felt God is here. And of course everyone said God is in every sister smile, every speaker smile, every volunteer who selflessly gave their services. So ye experience aa gaya to I think Baba hamesha hamare saath har jagah pe dikhenge. Main to abhi se stars dekhna shuru kiya hai ki hum shayad stars ke beech mein hai, hum lowest level pe hai. Didis and volunteers are probably at the second level and all these teachers are at third level and Baba probably above them. So we have to elevate ourselves to that level. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you everybody. So abhi adaniya didi ji se aashirvachan ke bol sunenge. Hum sab ke liye shubhkamnaye.
ओम शांति बोलिए. ओम शांति. ओम शांति. आप सभी प्यारे शिव पिता परमात्मा की प्यारी प्यारी संतान कहूँ, जो कि आप सभी शिव पिता परमात्मा के घर ज्ञान सरोवर में आप सभी यहाँ पधारे और विशेष आप सबने 3 दिन यहाँ पर बहुत अच्छे अच्छे अनुभव किए और जिन अनुभवों को हमने सुना तो हम इतना ही कहेंगे कि जो आप सबने यहाँ पर अनुभव किए हैं, जो कुछ जाना है, उस अनुभव को यहाँ तक ही सीमित नहीं रखना है, बल्कि उस अनुभव को आगे से आगे बढ़ाने के लिए उसको आगे करते जाना है. और कईयों ने तो कहा भी कि हम सेंटर पर जाकर के आगे ये करेंगे, क्योंकि जो कुछ भी हम प्राप्त करते हैं और उसको करके वहाँ ही अगर हम छोड़ देते हैं तो जो प्राप्त किया है वो वहाँ का वहाँ ही रह जाता है. अगर उसको अपने जीवन में लाना है तो उसके लिए हमें उसका प्रयोग करते रहना है. जितना हम अपने जीवन में उसका प्रयोग करते रहेंगे तो वो बढ़ता रहेगा। जैसे देखो एक होता है और उस एक के साथ में अगर जीरो लगाया जाता है तो वो दस कहलाता है, और उसके बाद दूसरा जीरो लगाते हैं तो फिर आगे संख्या बढ़ती जाती है। इसी प्रकार से जीवन के अंदर भी हमें प्राप्तियां करनी है तो उनको बढ़ाने के लिए हमको समय प्रति समय उसको विशेष जो है उस अभ्यास को करते रहना है। अभ्यास को अगर हमने जो किया, जो प्राप्ति की, उसको हमने यहाँ ही छोड़ दिया तो वो प्राप्ति वहां की वहां ही खत्म हो जाती है। तो उसको बढ़ाने के लिए जो अभ्यास कराया गया उस अभ्यास को अगर कंटिन्यूस हम करते रहेंगे तो जो प्राप्ति है वो हमारे जीवन में आ जाएगी। आप सभी ने यही अनुभव सुनाया, यहाँ शांति बहुत है, यहाँ खुशी बहुत है, यहाँ का वातावरण बहुत अच्छा है, कैसे बना है? सृष्टि तो सब जगह पर है लेकिन स्थान सब जगह पर है, लेकिन उसको बनाया जाता है। देखो कहते हैं बिल्डिंग है और मंदिर है, तो मंदिर और बिल्डिंग में अंतर क्या होता है? मंदिर भी वही चीजों से बना हुआ होता है लेकिन उस मंदिर के अंदर मूर्ति को स्थापन किया जाता है, वहां के वाइब्रेशन बनाए जाते हैं और कहा जाता है कि यह मूर्ति है और ये मंदिर है, तो वो मंदिर बन जाता है। तो बनाने वाले कौन है? हम ही है। और फिर जो अपना घर बनाते हैं तो घर कहते हैं भाई घर है, तो जैसा हम उसके अंदर वातावरण बनाते हैं वैसा वो स्थान बनता है। तो हम अपने स्थान को, अपने जीवन को हम ऐसा बनाए जो यहाँ प्राप्ति की है उस प्राप्ति को अपने साथ में आप लेकर के जाए, और साथ में जो लेके जा रहे हैं उसको फिर कंटिन्यूस करते रहें। तो जितना कंटिन्यूस करते रहेंगे उतना आप जो लाभ लिया है उस लाभ का ज्यादा एक्सपीरियंस कर पाएंगे। तो विशेष आप सभी यहाँ ज्ञान सरोवर में आए, सभी ने बहुत अच्छा अनुभव किया, शिवानी बहन ने सुनाया, वल्लभ भाई ने सुनाया, जो भी किया उसको अभी आप उसको कंटिन्यूस जीवन में करते रहेंगे तभी प्राप्ति होगी। यहाँ का यही छोड़ देंगे तो फिर क्या होगा? यहाँ का यही रह जाएगा, है ना? तो उसको अपने साथ में ले जाना है। यहाँ आए हैं ज्ञान सरोवर में तो ज्ञान सरोवर में से क्या लेके जाएंगे? हाँ, कहते हैं ना सरोवर में क्या मिलते हैं, ज्ञान सागर, ज्ञान सरोवर में आप आए हैं। तो सागर में जितना उसकी गहराई में जाते हैं तो रतन मिलते हैं। तो इसी प्रकार जितना ज्ञान और योग की गहराई में जाएंगे उतने हमको जीवन में रतन मिलेंगे। कौन से? सुख के, शांति के, आनंद के, प्रेम के, जो हमारे आत्माओं की वैल्यूज है, जो वैल्यूज खत्म हो गई हैं, वो वैल्यूज हम अपने जीवन में फिर से धारण करेंगे। और जब जीवन के अंदर वैल्यूज होंगी तभी हमारा जीवन सुख शांति में रहेगा। आज हर एक व्यक्ति क्या चाहता है? सुख शांति चाहते हैं। आप यहाँ आए किस लिए आए? भाई सुख लेने, शांति, यहाँ बहुत शांति मिली, यहाँ बहुत सुख मिला, यहाँ बहुत खुशी मिली, है यही मिला ना, सबने यही वर्णन किया, यहाँ बहुत मिला। तो जो मिला है उसको अभी आप अपने जीवन में कंटिन्यूस करते रहना। मैं यही कहेंगी यहाँ का यहाँ छोड़ करके नहीं जाना, ठीक है? ओम शांति।
थैंक यू दीदी, थैंक यू सो मच। तो हम सब दीदी को आश्वासन देते हैं, यस जरूर करेंगे, जितना करेंगे उतना हम भी ऐसा वातावरण बना सकते हैं। वेर एवर वी गो वी क्रिएट दिस काइंड ऑफ एनवायरमेंट फॉर अवर होम, फॉर अवर वर्क प्लेसेस, एवरीवेयर। सो थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस। इफ देयर इज एनीथिंग मोर यू वुड लाइक टू शेयर और इफ यू वांट टू गिव योर फीडबैक, वी हैव दिस अवर वेबसाइट bkitwing.org/feedback. You can share your feedback there. So before we leave, we will have a few minutes of silence. Om Shanti.